God versus Weapons of Mass Destruction. Chapter 3. Disarming the Weapons of Mass Destruction. The president went looking in the arid Middle East. They didn't find a bean, and the search has now been ceased. But we all know they're lurking somewhere, waiting to explode. So the military must keep its troops alert and on the road. The president is right to search the planet high and low, but the nukes aren't in the Middle East, nor buried in the snow, nor guarded under lock and key, nor hidden in a vault. He doesn't know the place to look, but this is not his fault. If he checked his home, behind a certain little door, he'd find the mass destruction weapons buried there for sure. And if he came to your house, he would also find them there. You think that I am joking, but I tell the truth, I swear. I've got a nuke right here. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Everybody everywhere has got a nuke or two. They are not made of metal, so they cannot be detected, but their power is enormous, and it must be redirected. So, please imagine now that I'm a bomb disposal spook, and let me teach you how you can deactivate your nuke. First, you must assess it. Is it Model 1 or 2? Their properties are similar. I'll break them down for you. The core of each comprises of compression-level fear that vibrates at such a frequency it's nothing you can hear. Around the core, a sphere made of absolute denial. This keeps the core invisible, superbly hidden bile. The sphere's insulation is of ultrasonic doubt that acts as a conductor so the sound can filter out. A vitriol infusion membrane turns the sound to data, and in this more efficient form, it acts as co-creator. The data moves in packets to the neurons in your heart. They insert themselves strategically where pathways ought to start. In doing this, they stop the heart from speaking to the mind. The core then starts transmission, human purpose redefined. Effectively, your human body, hijacked by your fear, is now in separation from the one you wish to hear. And in this slave mode, you can live in absolute denial of the fact that you've been hijacked by your fear's cunning guile. Everywhere you look, you see the wars you need to fight. Every action you commit is either wrong or right. Everything you say infused with subatomic doubt. This is how your nuclear device has caught you out. Is this making sense to you? Does it feel true? Do you want to know if you're a Model 1 or 2? Once you see the pattern, you will start to clear the track. Your heart's been waiting patiently for you to bring it back. 1. The Freedom Model. You're an active gain aggressor. Aggression is the tool you use to conquer your oppressor. Winning is essential if you want to feel free, so freedom's what you take from them. They may fight back or flee. 2. The Nuke of Love. You're a victim. You're alone. You ask for love in every way, in every undertone. You often meet unwillingness and people pull away. You just want them to love you, but they never seem to stay. I think these are the only models. 1 and 2's the range. Most of us are double cored for fluid interchange. And now I have explained it, there is work that must be done. But just by being here now, the work has been begun. All you have to do now is observe your nukes in action. And when you meet the world, just try to temper your reaction. Bear in mind, the world you see is just a playful game. Love and freedom are not things you ever need to claim. Listen to your heart, feel it pulse, and sing anew. Your heart is still connected to the God that lives in you. And row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.